I truly believe that when the going gets tough, the tough get innovative.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project.
Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Y'all, I am so excited for next week. This is really freaking cool. I am biased, which I fully acknowledge. But as of next week, you're going to see some brand new resources coming to the co-op. So for those of you who don't know, my background is in design. I spent the entire first half of my career being an in-house designer, working in an agency, working in the startup environment, higher education, the whole nine. I even spent a stint in the financial industry, but ultimately design was my background. Now, for the last several years, I have had a number of full-time designers on my team who have created all of the graphic content behind the scenes. Now, I still very much have this team member in place, but they have been in the weeds, helping me build a brand new experience for the Creative Template Shop and all the behind the scenes at the co-op. And because of that, I have had to pop in to help more on Shop Drop. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, the Creative Template Shop was developed to provide tools that make looking professional online easy. At this point, we've also added strategy. So everything we design is meant to help you either produce things faster or generate more revenue in your business, hands down, every single time. And the second Tuesday of the month, we have new content that drops in the Creative Template Shop and is available to all co-op members. Well, next week, you are getting a brand new drop that is very, very, very related to today's topic because I see what you guys need and I need it for myself and my own business. And so I wanted to create something very special. And what's really cool is I got to be a huge part of the design process this month. And so you're getting a lot of hands-on on my take as to what is going to be successful in helping you drive more visibility, more engagement, and more leads into your business. And next week, we're dropping content packs. This is something we haven't necessarily done at this scale before. We've previously done, you know, Instagram posts or Instagram reels or whatever, but this will give you more than enough for you to create at least 30 days of content And I know it's been a tool that I've been using myself and something I've been able to really give myself a solid plan for the next 30 days to implement with more intention rather than feeling like I'm always scrambling to figure out what to post next. So get so excited about that coming next week. I haven't been this excited about something in a while. No, I take that back. I have been excited about things recently, but this is definitely the thing this week that has got me jazzed up. I don't often work after hours, but I accidentally, because I was so into what I was doing, stayed up until 3 a.m. working on this for you guys. You're going to love it. And I'm so excited for you to dive into that. So if you're interested in getting this content pack, make sure that you're a co-op member. You can do that by going to creativetemplateshop.com/join. It's just $47 a month. And I'm going to give you 30 days of content that you can post and drive more engagement and visibility. And it's going to work fantastically. I'm so excited for you. Now, in the meantime, I would love, if you haven't already, for you to go follow me on Instagram. You can head to Boss Project. Make sure you're following the company there. We are doing very different strategies on the company's account versus my personal account at Abigail Says. Follow both accounts to watch and pay attention to how we are utilizing social media differently. I think you will find there is a lot to learn and a lot to absorb. And specifically, if you're interested in driving more revenue to your business using content, you're going to love this. Okay, so here is the deal. Most small business owners never worry about their top of funnel, which is so interesting to me. And I think part of that is because I didn't necessarily start this business in the way that the majority of you did. I take that back. I did start it in the same way you did, but only for the first 6 months or so. And then I completely changed direction. So what I'm saying is that the majority of small business owners specifically focus on what I would call mid-funnel content. And if we think of a funnel, I'm not necessarily talking about workflows or emails or anything technical. I'm literally talking about awareness and how someone goes from not knowing who you are at all, you being a complete stranger, to them being a long-term loyal customer, providing you all the referrals. There's a lot of steps in between, and people typically refer to this as a funnel. Now, most people marketing their small business focus on mid-level because they've never had to focus on top-level. And the reason that is because as someone moves through the various stages, the conversion rate of the people shrinks. So you will take a smaller portion of people at the mid-level into an actual prospect or lead before they become a client. But before someone can be nurtured into a prospect or lead, they need to have some level of awareness as to who you are. And if you're selling something like services where you're working one-on-one with people, you may only need 4 or 5, maybe 6 leads a month to completely book out your business. But as you add additional revenue strategies like a group program or a course, you will need more leads because A, the conversion rate is lower, but also the price point of those offers tends to be lower, which means the amount of people you need in your sphere at all times grows depending on how one-to-many you're selling. And if you are a small business owner who has up until this point only ever needed 5 or 6 leads a month, you could get away with only creating things that work mid-level because you didn't need a huge amount of volume. But if you want to increase the total volume of people who are moving through your business and purchasing from you, you have to start at the top. And I think it's a strategy that not a lot of people are talking about. And in fact, it tends to be the thing that's missed. Most people are talking about funnels from the point of opt-in. They're specifically saying, get people to get on your list. And that's great if you have enough people to talk to even drive someone to join something like an email list. Prior to that, you need visibility. You need awareness. You need people to know what you're doing is important. In 2021, Nielsen did a study that was commissioned by Google, and they specifically looked at the marketing efforts of several different campaigns and compared upper-level strategies that were focused on top of funnel versus mid-funnel strategies. And what do I mean is the difference here? So top of funnel marketing would be awareness-based marketing. You're talking to strangers. You're talking to people who've never heard from you before. Mid-funnel campaigns are nurture campaigns. They're showing the love. They're giving the value. They're creating that know, like, and trust. The interesting result of this study, though, was those upper-level marketing efforts saw a 70% boost in ROI compared to only 13% of those mid-level campaigns. During tough economic times, there is a couple things that are happening simultaneously. The first of which is customers are taking longer to buy. Those sales cycles are getting longer. People stay in the consideration phase longer. They do more research. They do more comparison. They are more careful with their purchase. In other words, the sprint becomes the marathon. And your business has to keep prospects engaged and interested through every stage of this process. Whether you're thinking about investing your time or your money, typically during economic challenging times, people tend to pull back out of fear, out of that feeling of risk, out of the feeling of potential failure. They want things to work, and so they are so much more careful as to how they go about it. But in the same way the market works, investing low will reap the rewards as the economic cycle returns and the economy goes back up again. I think it's really easy to look at what's going on in this world in a vacuum, in a bubble. Like, this is the first time my industry has ever experienced this. Okay, well, if that's true, know that other industries have absolutely experienced this before. And maybe your industry is newer, or maybe what you offer is different, or perhaps it's more of a luxury service. How can we pay attention to what has been true for decades and how it's affected other businesses? How can we learn from it, mitigate right now, and actually grow during what is a challenging time for everyone? I know we can all agree COVID-19 was absolutely not what any of us could have anticipated. And it massively smashed industries like travel and entertainment. And VRBO and Airbnb responded in very different ways during this time period. Airbnb massively scaled back its advertising. And instead of backing down, VRBO saw this as an opportunity, as an opening, because in a lot of ways, they'd been around longer and Airbnb had flown right over them. And instead of backing down, they increased their spending by over $90 million in January and February of 2021. Both companies had absolutely taken a hit. You got to remember, we're almost 2 years into COVID by the time this was happening. But VRBO took a risk, and the strategy paid off. They saw a 61% increase in recovery of bookings, while Airbnb's continue to drop another 15%. But let's go back further. Let's go back to the recession of the 90s. We were kids. We were growing up. The food giants were McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. Oh my God, Pizza Hut, book it. I can taste it. I literally can smell the restaurant right now. God, I miss Pizza Hut in its prime. During this period in the 90s, McDonald's did a massive cut to their advertising budget. And at the time, Pizza Hut and Taco Bell were much smaller competitors, but they invested. Pizza Hut increased sales by 61%. Taco Bell increased sales by 40%. In the same time period, McDonald's shrank by 28%. If you want to grab a bigger slice of your market during a recession or an economic crisis, I want you to be following the Pizza Hut and the Taco Bells of the world and learn how to lean in and ramp up your efforts while your competition is holding back and running scared. Again and again, we have seen companies rise during a time when other businesses are closing, other businesses are doing layoffs, other businesses are cutting their costs, and they're reducing their prices. During the Great Recession of 2008, Amazon continued to innovate brand new products when other companies were slowing down. Most notably, Kindle was brand new during this period. And when the rest of the economy was taking a hit, Amazon sales rose by 28%. I truly believe that when the going gets tough, the tough get innovative. And I want you to be part of this process. I want you to feel informed, excited, invigorated. It's so easy to get turned off and put out and burnt out and tired. And while I definitely think we're going into this part of the season, we're hibernation. The leaves are falling, at least in this part of the world. I get that I have listeners on the other side of the world, and you're like, it is literally summer right now. Okay, bear with me. The people of the United States here, it's cold. It's rainy. You're probably decorating for the holidays, and you just want to just chill. And while you absolutely can, historically, Q4 is the biggest quarter for nearly every industry that listens to this podcast. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's time to invest in new products, try new advertising strategies, market in a different way, get in front of new people, be willing to try and experiment. If you haven't spent money on paid advertising before, I'm not suggesting that you go out and put a ton of money into this. What I am saying is that you get willing to do the work. You get willing to put yourself out there. You get willing to try new things. You get willing to get excited about what you do again. Because I know you guys are complaining. I see you complaining all over the place. You're over it. So am I. But I want you to use that as fuel instead of continuing to get so frustrated about something that is completely out of your control. What you can control is how you react. What you can control is how you respond. What you can control is how you market yourself, how you show up for yourself, how you stand up for yourself, how you're willing to innovate in a market that is challenging. You have the power. And I want to see you succeed. I want to see you be successful. And I want to see you wealthy. The conversations that I'm seeing happening are more about pricing and what it is that you're selling and who you're selling to. When I don't think that is the issue. Not that those things may not need, they may need adjusted. You may need to make changes. You may need to alter some of those things. But that's not where I would start, and that's not where I would put all of your energy. Hands down, if you want more buyers, regardless of what you're selling, you need more leads. And if you want more leads, you need more awareness as to what you're doing and who you're doing it for and getting in front of those people again and again and again. Top of funnel strategies have broad reach. They help build strong brand recognition. While they will likely have longer sales cycles, these customers will remember your brand now and into the future because you have made a lasting impression. Top of funnel strategies increase customer engagement. The kinds of content you put out into the world is just simply different because we're talking to someone else at a different stage of the buying process. And this kind of content tends to stir up conversation. It does provide value, absolutely. It does absolutely serve their needs, but it's more about connection. And there is simply less competition here. There just is. Less people are trying to be visible. More people are trying to nurture the people they already have. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. That is part of the game. But you've been doing it a long time. You could do it blindfolded. So stop worrying about how you're going to show up for the people who are already there. You've been doing that a long time. You have a lot of practice showing up for those people. What you need to practice is being willing to put yourself out there in front of new people that maybe have never heard of you before. And being willing to tell a story that is compelling and allows people into your world to make them feel connected, to make them feel a part of something. People crave connection now more than ever, and you can reach out and give them a hand. But how do you tangibly do this? How do you increase top of funnel awareness? Where do you put your time? Where do you put your energy? We have talked again and again about visibility channels. And if you need more reminders about what this looks like, I encourage you to go back and listen to the episode I did about the future of marketing in this industry. We talk about visibility channels. That's a great reference episode. You can even just go back one episode where I talk about Instagram hacks and specifically how to wake up your account and get more people paying attention, driving that engagement. I saw almost a 200% boost in engagement in just 7 days by making really tiny changes. Regardless of the platform you choose to use, or how you decide to get visible. I want you to be thinking about the purpose, because it will define how you show up regardless of place. Okay? This is content designed for strangers. I really need you to think about that. What would it look like if you knew someone didn't know who you were? What would you say? How would you say it? What would you want their first impression to be? Instead of just thinking about this occasionally, I want it to be the first thing you think about every time. Regardless of the content you're creating, create more content for people who don't know you at all. I'm not sure that sunk in. Let me say that again. Create more content for people who do not know you at all. They want to know you, but they don't know who you are. So you have to create some sense of engagement. You have to be willing to talk about your past, be talking about your history, talk about your expertise, talk about previous results you've gotten for clients. Drive engagement. You can drive engagement a million different ways, but specifically driving engagement in the way that the particular visibility channel you're on wants you to be driving engagement, that will get you more visible every single time. They're all rewarding engagement. They want people communicating. They want people staying on the platform. Think about what your people want to know, what they want to say, what they want to let out, what they want to hear about. I saw a brilliant post just yesterday. It was so good. I literally was like, oh my God, this is what I'm talking about right here. It was for an email marketing company, Flowdesk. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but they're freaking fantastic, by the way. One of the cheapest email service providers out there and the bomb diggity. We use them. I'm biased. I understand, but I've tried a lot and they're fantastic. If you want to try them, bossproject.com/flowdesk. But not the point of what I'm about to say. They specifically targeted strangers with this post. They said, guess which subject line had an over 80% open rate. Well, first of all, you just caught a ton of people's attention, because the majority of people, unless they have a very, very tiny list, are definitely not getting 80% open rates. So this is super compelling all on its own. But the subject lines they gave were all interesting, all of which were ones I would consider opening myself. And it definitely got me questioning what gets people to click. And the fascinating thing is they didn't tell you the answer in the post. And I was actually kind of upset about it. Like, I wanted to know so badly the answer that I was just shocked that they weren't telling you. But here's the brilliant part. They get you to guess. They ask you to guess. All you have to do is say A, B, or C, or it might have been 1, 2, 3. It doesn't matter. A, B, or C. Post it in the comments, your guess. You could even say why if you wanted to. What I didn't anticipate, but I thought was brilliant, was instead of giving the answer to the post in the post, they instead set up a bot to immediately respond to you in DMs and say, hey, PS, it was this. And if you're looking for more resources to drive better open rates, here's this really cool freebie we put together with the goal that someone who's never heard of their content before would then guess, because they genuinely want to know the answer. They get the answer delivered for free automatically, and then someone immediately suggests they opt in for their list. Freaking brilliant. Back in the day, I saw a lot of content where people were focusing on educating directly in the post. Now, here's the thing with educational content. Regardless if you consider yourself an educator or you simply educate to acquire clients, it doesn't really matter. That was a strategy that was used very prevalently to drive value on visibility channels. Here's the thing. those posts are not performing as well because they weren't driving engagement. People were reading them. People were swiping through and potentially getting value from them. But if they're not interacting with the post by liking, saving, commenting, or sharing, the algorithm does not care. And so they will not show your content as prevalently, which means you are more likely to have that seen by people who are already following you. So all of a sudden, that post that you spent so much time and energy going into is only being seen by people who already know who you are. And what I want you to remember is this isn't a bad thing. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm simply stating that that is a mid-funnel strategy. That is nurture content. That is not content designed to pique someone's interest. All of this is about attraction, connection, engagement, starting conversations, providing value before they even know what you have to offer them. The post I mentioned about Flowdesk, someone didn't have to know that they were an email marketing platform to be interested in the answer to that compelling question. They just had to be nosy. So what do people want to know? What are they curious about? What are they really thinking? What are you really thinking? What is the whole story, not just the polished one? Be compelling. Be interesting. Be your full self. It's not about trying to connect with someone on a story you think makes you look professional. People are far more interested in you being like, yeah, I was pretty good at this thing way back in the day, but a lot of shit has changed and I'm still learning too. That will click with far more people than you being like, I know my shit, I always have, I always will. So I need you to be thinking about hooks. How can you catch someone's attention? I need you to be thinking about demonstrating your expertise. How can you prove to someone who's never seen you before, known you before, that you do in fact know what you're talking about, that you do in fact have results? Now, keep in mind that certain audiences will prefer certain things. One audience over here may want to know how much money you're making, may want to see your ROI, may want to see the fancy sales metrics. And another audience may be completely put off by that same information. So I am not suggesting that one strategy is king or one strategy works best for top of funnel. You have to know who you're talking to. You have to know what's going to resonate with them. What are their problems? And how can you simply, because all you're trying to do at this stage is make someone say, they get me. That's it. That's all you're trying to do. They get me. And hopefully you can have a follow-up conversation around it. But if you can get them to say, they get me turns into, I think I might like this person. I'm going to see what they're up to and follow along. How can you create more they get me moments? I'm not suggesting you need to turn around and start producing 250 pieces of content a week. I am just suggesting that you show up in a way that maybe you previously haven't before. Or maybe you've been intimidated to try. Or maybe you've done a little bit, but you didn't get results right away, so you immediately put it down. This is about consistency. I mentioned the marathon. This is the marathon. This is the you have to keep going. And if you have never done it before, you don't just run a marathon immediately. You train for a marathon. How do you train for a marathon? You take baby steps. Couch to 5K, right? I've done it. I'm sure many of you have also done it. And then you also stopped running. Okay? The same is true for any sort of strategy to get in front of new people. If you haven't done it before, start with something that feels tangible to you. Over time, you can increase those reps. You can increase the time. You can increase the frequency. You can run further, faster, but you don't have to do it all today. You don't have to do it all tomorrow. You don't have to do it all next week. But doing it right now, in this time, during all of the things that are happening, when the world feels like it's falling apart, this will help you now and into the future. Visibility is a long game. While some of the results are fairly instant, they are at the top of the sales cycle, so it will take a while for you to start to see results from all of this effort. But I can tell you from someone who has put a strong emphasis throughout her career on developing content for awareness, it is worth the effort time and time again. And the only way I've been able to drive tens of thousands of leads to my email list was by starting with visibility strategy. And I encourage you to start there too. Start with something that feels fun. Start with something that sparks your interest, because you're going to have to show up a bit more vibrant, a bit more bubbly than perhaps you are normally, because this takes some energy. You got to like get up and say hello. This is you smiling in the grocery shopping line, not you just like mumbling and like not caring about the person on the other side of the register. You have to be engaging. You have to be approachable. You got this. I'm not even worried. You got this. I know you know what I'm talking about. I know you can do it. And I'm just really excited for you to be being intentional around this. And I want to help create tools that help you do this more successfully, which is exactly why I built the co-op. I built Creative Template Shop to deliver tools that make creating awareness and building your brand and delivering to your clients easier, better, faster. And over the last several years, I have been delivering strategy in a completely different container. I have redesigned the co-op from the ground up to include all of the resources, tools, and strategies you need to be successful in your online business. And I have been revamping it from the ground up, and I'm so excited in a couple of weeks to reveal everything I've been up to with our brand new, brand spanking new website, which is not out yet, but will be out soon. And I want you to be a part of this, because I want to help you through this challenging time. I want you to be in the community. I want you to be a part of something that's important. And I mentioned at the top of the episode, but I'm really stoked about the tools that I'm creating to help you create more content in a way that feels really accessible, in a way that feels like something you can implement without the stress of trying to figure out what to try next. Let me do the testing, so that you can just implement things that are going to be effective. You can find out more at creativetemplateshop.com/join. Just trust me on this one. Get in now. All of this new stuff is on its way, and we are going to change your business for the better forever. And I'm so excited about helping you. I cannot wait to see you in the community. I cannot wait to talk about the strategies you're implementing. Head right now to creativetemplateshop.com/join, and I'll see you inside.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show,
but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.